Rafe Morgan just continued to stare at her, completely stupefied. When he opened his mouth, her voice tumbled back into action again. "You were in the military, weren't you?" Kit continued on the offensive. "Yeah, so?" "I can tell. You like to give orders. You like to push people around." She sat up straighter, shoulders square, blue eyes narrowed into his brown ones. "Well, I don't have to follow your orders. I am not in your squadron."
"I didn't have a squadron."
"Oh." She pushed a strand of fallen hair back behind her ear. "Well, I'm not in your battalion."
"No battalion."
"Oh." She bit her lower lip. "Well, I'm not in your regiment."
"No regiment."
He shook his head, trying to control his laughter. "Oh, I am not in your legion?"
"Legion?"
His hand slapped his cheek. "I wasn't in the damn Crusades." Her forehead wrinkled, eyes squinting in confusion. "So, no squadron? Or battalion? Or regiment or legion? My goodness, what's left?" She smiled. "Troop. I am not part of your troop." Damn the man. He had unzipped that sexy dimpled grin again.
"Troop? That's the Boy Scouts.
I was a Navy SEAL. A SEAL team. And honey, we were no Boy Scouts." Kit made a face. "Oh, so you were a big, bad Navy SEAL." Her voice sing-songed the words. She grabbed his shirt again, jerking it completely free of his slacks. "Is that supposed to scare me? Because let me tell you something, Buster. Sister Cecilia and her ruler would have your entire SEAL team on their knees begging for mercy." "You are insane. A total nut job." Rafe yanked his shirt free of her clenched fists and pushed himself off the sofa. "Yes, yes, I am. 4 years of therapy was obviously not enough. I'm probably certifiable." Kit flashed a broad smile, then exhaled a sigh of relief. She was 100% sure he'd never darken her door again. That was a good thing, right?